The following story discusses opioid addiction and overdose. The chemo helpline is available 24/7 at 1-800-667-5005. Donald McPherson is the director of the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia. In McPherson's words, the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, or the CDPC, is a national coalition of organizations and individuals working to improve Canada's approach to drugs. The CDPC is participating in a regional community dialogue project across the country called Getting to Tomorrow. Avenue B Harm Reduction, Ensemble Moncton, and AIDS New Brunswick are participating in the Getting to Tomorrow project, which took place Tuesday, November 17th, and today, November 19th.
It's called Getting to Tomorrow, Ending the Overdose Crisis. And it's responding to the crisis that started some 4 or 5 years ago in various parts of the country, BC, Alberta, Ontario, now more parts of the country as the overdose crisis has expanded. And it really is trying to note the urgency of the situation for people who are using drugs and accessing the illegal market, which is deadly toxic since 4 or 5 years now. And it's also about getting to tomorrow, getting to a new vision for an approach to drugs in Canada. Our approach is based on laws and policies that were developed in the early 1900s that stigmatize, criminalize, marginalize, and punish people who use substances. And we really have to get beyond that and move into the 21st century with evidence-based approaches. So that's the dialogue project is to bring people together to really talk about the crisis that I think everyone knows is in their community. So many people in this country have lost loved ones or know someone who's lost loved ones. Between 16,000 and 17,000 people have died of illicit drug toxicity in the last 4 years in Canada. So it's an ongoing, serious problem that we don't think is going to change unless we begin to change our policies and move towards an approach that's based in principles of public health and human rights and social inclusion rather than stigma and criminalization.
McPherson says that fentanyl is very lucrative, highly concentrated, and easy to transport across borders. Therefore, it is not going away anytime soon.
It sounds like it might be a relatively new problem in terms of the overdoses. Did I hear that correctly? It's something like in the past 5 years it's gotten significantly worse?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The last 5 years, the illegal drug market has changed dramatically with the introduction of synthetic opioids, fentanyl, and its many analogs of fentanyl-like substances. And COVID has made it actually worse. So wherever there are fentanyl overdoses taking place in the country under COVID, there are many more taking place. And overdoses have gone up in almost every jurisdiction in the country since COVID hit. Places like the Yukon, which were having 7 or 8 overdoses a year, now are up to 19 or 20 for this year. PEI, Nova Scotia, every jurisdiction is doing worse under COVID in terms of the overdose rates.
With COVID-19, there's been significantly more opioid-related deaths. I'm wondering specifically why that might be, and I'm wondering if it has to do with people using alone. Would that be one reason?
Yeah, it's a number of reasons. One, the drug market became more toxic. So the coroner's offices are finding more highly concentrated fentanyl in people's bodies who they are examining. But as you say, also COVID has sort of socially distancing people is dangerous when you're using opioids. So using alone is dangerous, and I think more people are using alone. Navigating the drug market, which is a daily activity for many people. people is more difficult because you have to interact with a lot of people. You're encouraged to stay home. Groups aren't meeting. Services have restricted hours depending on their staffing structure and the space that they have to work with. So there's a number of reasons why people are even more marginalized at this moment. And COVID has not helped both in terms of the drug market, but also in terms of accessing service and taking care of each other.
According to the Getting to Tomorrow website, life expectancy at birth has stopped rising for the first time in 4 decades as a result of the ongoing overdose crisis. Clinic 554 in Fredericton recently closed its doors in October after the provincial government denied it funds for abortion procedures. Clinic 554 also provided opioid replacement treatment for opioid users in the area.
Can you talk a little bit about the significance of opioid replacement treatment so that I can provide context as to the significance of the loss of that clinic? It was pretty one of a kind in terms of our province.
Yeah, opioid replacement therapies are absolutely essential, especially at this moment in history, especially when the drug market is so toxic. So to be providing people with an opioid replacement, whether it's methadone or whether it's hydromorphone, or in some cases, whether it's diacetylmorphine, which is a synthetic heroin, really, that's going in the wrong direction. If access to services are being reduced, that kind of service is being reduced, we actually need to expand those kinds of services to give people an alternative approach. That's why the discussion of providing a safe supply of substances is really taking off across the country. We really do need to be, we would do this in any other poisoning situation. If the food was poisoned or the water was poisoned, we'd be helping people access clean water and clean food. The drug market now is poisoned. We really need to be helping people access a safer supply of substances, a safe supply of opioids that are pharmaceutical products and are a known dose. And we would see far, far fewer toxic drug deaths. So those clinics really do need to be supported, expanded, and are really a real lifeline to people at this particular point in time.
Okay, and this is my last question for you. Say somebody is listening to this interview in a smaller community like Sackville, where I live. What are some specific things that an individual could do, let's say, in the next week?
Some specific things? Well, learn more about the situation. Come to the Getting to Tomorrow website, the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition website, or a number of other websites in the country, and get educated on the latest thinking around the drug policy. Write to your member of provincial legislature or your MP and say, look, we need to change Canada's approach. Things clearly aren't working. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is the definition of insanity. Contacting a local service provider to either offer help, assistance, volunteering, a donation, or just a chance to learn more about what's happening in your own community around this issue, because the drug market exists everywhere, people have addictions everywhere, and sticking our head in the sand is not going to make it go away.
That was President of the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, Donald McPherson. More information about the project can be found at gettingtotomorrow.ca. Treatment programs nearby include the following: Moncton Addiction Services Methadone Treatment Program at 135 Macbeth Avenue, the Moncton Hospital Methadone Treatment Program at 125 Mapleton Road, and the Corner Drug Store on Main Street in Sackville offers free, safe injection kits. The Opiate Addiction Resource Helpline is confidential and available 24/7 at 1-800-785-6890. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.